Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Bab,
I'm sick. That crab I ate for dinner had no meat in it, just bones.
I ate the bone crab from a fridge, babe, and I'm going to throw up.
Bones were rotten. Fuck. You didn't tell me the crab was full of rotten bones, babe. Should bones be that gelatinous, babe?
Babe, I'm hot. My tummy is hot.
Babe, what did you eat?
I don't know.
There was like a wet crab in the fridge.
The meat was gone, babe.
Just jelly bones. That's a good warm-up.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast and asks the most important questions, like, how would you or us fake the moon landing?
So okay. The moon landing, huge part of pop culture, it counts.
Yeah. 1969.
Oh, yep. Nice.
It's the cool number. That's the cool number. Exactly. When was JFK killed? Quick question.
Yeah. He never was.
What? Wait.
Trick question.
Have I fucked this up? Is the moon landing 63 and JFK is 69?
No. JFK is 69.
No, JFK died before the moon landing.
Oh. Nixon.
63. JFK, yeah. Bullet through the head.
Yeah, got it.
JFK was like, we're gonna go to the moon.
We're gonna go to the moon. I love my hot wife.
Perfect accent.
Yeah. I love my hot wife and I love my hot affair. Yes. Marilyn Monroe.
I love my hot wife. $1 million.
What? Yeah. Right, so yes, moon landing famously faked by Kubrick.
Yeah. Kubrick, the scoundrel, got in there and he faked the moon landing.
He then made 2001 and was like, see, it's all a lie.
But what if instead of Kubrick, Johnny Government?
It's like, hello, plumbing the Death Star, one at a time, tell me how you're going to help us get to the moon.
Oh, yeah, for $5, we'll fake your moon landing.
Oh, we'll fake a moon landing. We'll kill a boy or a shark. Fake a moon landing.
Fix an economy. Fake a moon landing. We'll show Russia what's what.
Exactly.
They've got a guy in space. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? Yeah. We've got a guy on the fucking moon. Exactly. And by a guy, I mean three guys.
Two guys.
Why are they dropping it? There was three guys.
One guy wasn't on the... Michael Collins, he wasn't on the moon. He was in the little ship.
Yeah, he stayed
in
the ship.
Where the fucking ship?
Yeah, around the moon.
It didn't land... He wasn't in the ship that landed on the moon?
No. He was orbiting.
Holy shit.
So sad.
That is sad.
He got the loser. He drew the
short straw. He got
mooncocked. Yeah, he got mooncocked. God, that's sad.
Ruined orgasm.
I'm pretty sure.
Some people love.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if he was like, hey, yeah, you're on the moon mission.
Mm.
You go have a bit of a walk.
Mm.
And then it's like, Mark Collins, you have to go in the little landing capsule, but you can't leave.
Yeah.
He's bursting through. He's jumping on that moon.
Like, you're extending a little leg and just having a little stand. Just a touch of the moon.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Jackson, you love asses. And you love the moon landing.
I do. I really do.
And you love the moon landing.
It's a fabulous bit of the body.
Yeah.
And yet, revealing one's ass is called mooning. Do you reckon there's some connection there for you?
Well, I suppose in some way people sort of associate the moon and an ass.
Yeah.
Which in a way I get.
Do you? When did that happen?
The first time someone got mooned was ages ago.
Yeah, but like, I understand that. But when did that become known as mooning as opposed to flashing one's anus?
I don't know.
I believe that it was pretty much straight away.
I guess is the situation where, because it's like
it's
a big...
two cave guys.
Yeah, no.
Check this.
Check this out. Like... it's like the moon.
Ugh.
Please don't do that.
I am offended.
Well, yeah, because mooning.
For some reason, I looked this up recently, and I don't know why.
That's awesome.
It happened once, like, there's like...
when was mooning associated with flashing bum?
Yeah.
Because
is it associated, is it like you moon, and you get a big pasty white ass, and they're like, oh, like the moon, or is your anus the moon?
No, I think it's your cheeks.
Okay. I do love just
The picture.
Like, oh, yeah, the picture's great, first off, but just the way that like, Wikipedia describes it, because I got to do it in like almost no-nonsense sort of way. It's like, mooning is the act of displaying one's bare buttocks by removing clothing, e.g. by lowering the backside of one's trousers and underpants, usually bending over and also potentially exposing the genitals.
That's a rare... it says potentially exposing, but I think that's a rare move.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I think most of the time you want it because
like the pressed fruit bowl.
Two cheeks, good fun.
Yeah.
Two cheeks and a hole, I'm on the set of a porno.
So if you get mooned and you can see cheeks, you're like, this is funny.
We're all having a laugh.
If you get mooned and you see flaps or knots.
No, flaps or knots is different. That's a whole...
what they mean,
no,
right?
I know. But I'm just saying if somebody bends over, right?
I know that an ass... wait, is an asshole technically genitals?
Yes. I think so.
Is that...
I don't know. I don't know.
Click on genitals.
Genitals would just be like hog and puss.
Sex organs for involving an sexual asshole reproduction. So I guess
reproduction.
An asshole is not a sex organ. It's just an awesome thing you can go with.
I mean, it can be a sex organ.
You can have sex with it, but I don't think it's
I guess a hand's not a sex organ.
It's not a reproductive organ.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't...
though, wouldn't that be awesome?
Because there's secondary like sexual organs, such as, you know, mammary glands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tits.
Let's see here. 1743.
I just don't know. I think somebody bend over and I see two cheeks. I'm like, we're all having a laugh.
Yeah.
We're all having a good time. We're getting rowdy.
So it's the asshole.
I just think it's confronting. I think you see the asshole sours the mood.
It's apparently.
Yeah.
It's the verb to mean has meant to expose to the moonlight.
Oh.
Since 1601.
Okay. It's not at all what I would have expected.
One's butt to shame an enemy. A long pedigree in peasant culture.
That's so funny.
Throughout the Middle Ages.
You're
in
a knight on a horse with a lance. Some guy moons you, you're like, I'm shamed.
It was
turning around.
Widespread by the 19th century.
Jackson, you're back at the castle early.
Yeah.
Did it not go well? Sorry, guy's ass.
I felt shame.
I'm just going to be up in the tower.
Yeah,
notable incidents. Wikipedia, you're great.
Wikipedia has a list.
In 80 AD, wow.
80 AD, there was a mooning.
Recorded the first known incident of mooning.
What do you think about this? To moon is human.
To... is. To moon is human, to is
divine?
Well, what's
to
divine?
To moon is human, to is divine. To moon is human, to spread is divine.
Yes, that's true. That is divine. Yeah. Oh, divine, my love.
I for some reason, I was really hoping that it was like first recorded incident of the moon landing in 30 AD.
Moon landing?
Of mooning.
Yeah.
In 30 AD, whilst Christ hung on the cross.
Dude, that's the best time to moon him. You can't do anything about it.
Oh,
come on! Yeah. Pull up those pants!
Yes, Flavius Josephus recorded the first known incidents in 80
was
AD.
Was he mooning or did he
record it? Feel shame.
Either way, Flavius is the name for that guy.
Proctorship of Venditius.
Yeah.
He got moved from a boat.
Whoa. What a name. Then Titius Carmanus.
Titius Carmanus.
Then Titius Carmanus. Or Carmanus.
Then Titius.
Okay, it is literally spelled Carmanus.
At around the beginning of the first Roman-Jewish war, a soldier in the Roman army mooned Jewish pilgrims at the Jewish temple in Jerusalem who had gathered for Passover and spake such words as you might expect upon such a posture, causing a riot in which youths threw stones at the soldiers, then called in reinforcements. The pilgrims panicked and the ensuing stampede resulted in a lot of death.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
10,000 deaths. One os.
One os.
Ended anyway. 10,000 lives.
I was just trying to see if communist, because there's another guy, some guy, some
Ventidius
history guy.
Communist.
There's some history guy who's,
of the,
I was hearing about recently. I can't remember who he is, but his name means like John Balls. And on his coat of arms are a bunch of nuts. Like testicles.
Until you show me that photo, I will believe that this just lives in the magical and wonderful, you know, mysterious cavern that is your brain and nowhere else.
Now I've had to Google a guy whose coat of arms is balls. Yeah, I found him immediately.
All right, let's share.
It's from the great Twitter account, Weird Medieval Guys, at Weird Medieval. Just found out there was a medieval Italian guy called Bartolomeo Colleoni, which means Bartholomew Balls, and his coat of arms was three pairs of balls, and his war cry was Coglia, 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 which means balls, balls, balls. And that's his coat of arms.
Yeah, that's three balls.
That's three sets of nuts. I mean, none of them, you can see that. But anyway, how are you faking the moon landing?
Yeah. How are you faking that moon landing?
So, straight off the bat, they went too hard with it in 1969.
Okay.
They didn't need to put that much effort in. 1969.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Television is invented, but like... It's tricky.
It's not great. It's not perfect.
Black and white. Shows aren't good yet. Yeah. Sopranos hasn't even aired once.
What the hell, dude?
Do you know what would be way easier to do? An audio play a la War of the Worlds.
Oh.
Fire up the fucking radio and just hear me be like, oh shit, Neil's on the moon.
So you don't even hear the guys on the moon.
No.
It's just you describing what happened.
Comment them.
We can cut. We're cutting live to the moon now. It's moony up here. I'm like, fuck, thanks, Neil.
Why are you swearing?
No, I'm not.
You swearing on the radio in 1969?
I'm getting killed, I think, if I do that.
It's just... So, like, you know, instead of the immortal words of, you know, one small step for a man.
Mm. Although he'll definitely say
he'll
the
like,
hand
it's,
job thing.
It's moony around here.
What was the question? This is cheers to you, Mrs.
Well done, Mr. Graham, or something.
Yeah, hey.
Because his mate was getting a handy J on Earth.
I can vaguely remember the story. So apparently there's speculation that he said this thing because he overheard his neighbors arguing.
Yeah.
And the wife said to the husband, I'll suck you off.
When
the kid next door walks on the moon or something.
I think that's what made him desire to become an astronaut.
Like, I'm going to get my neighbor some wicked dough.
So yeah, imagine I'll be like, hey, we're cutting live to the moon. Hello, it's me, Neil. I'm on the moon. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my neighbor.
I'm sitting there on an armchair in my house listening to the wireless. I'm like, this sounds like the same guy.
I haven't hired actors.
Neil sounds vaguely British, but not.
It sounds like the guy who was doing the narrating doing a bad accent.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try that again. Okay. And the Apollo 11 has landed on the moon. And
oh,
I've just got this in.
Uh-huh.
It turns out I think we're actually going to be able to cut live to one of the astronauts.
That's amazing. That's
incredible. Did the narrator go British for like the second half?
I don't know where he's from. It is America that got to the moon, but that's fine.
That's cool. I'm enjoying this.
I mean,
I don't know who he is. This live cut to the moon.
Okay.
It's one small step.
What did he say?
Can you turn that
right? One giant loop. For mankind.
Is he eating something?
To get Neil to speak, they rub peanut butter in his gums. Like it was Mr. fucking Ed.
I think that...
I like it, that scenario as well. I don't know what they were doing up there.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were on the moon. I just got one quote from him, that was it.
No, because I'm just faking the moon landing. Everything else is still the same.
Yeah.
So like, you know that they're going to the moon. You haven't just turned the radio on.
Am I seeing the rocket at all?
No.
Am I getting that at the radio? I'm looking at the rocket and it is awesome.
It's 300 feet high and
200 feet long and 40 foot wide.
Is it like a big sort of slice of bread shape? What the fuck?
It's when you say slice of bread shape and not square. Rectangle.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do... You do audio, but you, because the thing is.
Well, I could probably, look, all right.
Because there were photographs, there was like a lot of stuff that went in like a lead up to the actual moon landing.
Yeah, but they did that to, so you're claiming that if the moon landing's fake, they faked all of it.
Well, I'm just thinking that you can't do all of it through audio. I guess, all I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I can do all of it through audio. You used to only be able to do it through audio and print.
Yeah, so my question here is, in terms of like faking the moon landing, is are we faking the moon landing from woe to go?
Yeah.
Or is it, are we faking the moon landing just in case things go bad?
Well, I think you that's up to you.
Okay.
I think you can decide either way. Because
unfortunately, I love the radio play idea, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
The Ruskies do have a lot of footage.
Yeah. How could the Russians figure it out? Well, we have a guy narrating what he sees.
So yeah, because like you'd have to.
Maybe I'm going to have to start a smear campaign against TVs.
Okay.
Television is a Soviet invention.
You're robbing.
Oh, no. Fuck. I can't say because they can't.
Right.
Television, it's making you communist.
The Red Scare, it's fair enough. Was that, when was the Red Scare? Was that around?
It was from like 1950 something to 1980 something.
I know, because it really got real big, like in the sort of like the decade art. Like, well, I guess during the because when was the McCarthy era?
That was like the 19. Oh, no.
Oh, McCarthyism was after Nixon, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
No, I think it was before. Because it was old like Hollywood. When was that?
Yeah.
Old Hollywood.
It's simply just like the Red Scare was just a lot everywhere.
Yeah, it went for a very long time.
Then we had like a bit more.
I don't know why I'm looking up Red Scare because I know what the first result's going to be.
Then the or like maybe like around about the same time you had.
Oh no, yeah, it was the mid 50s.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Okay, so before the okay.
So McCarthyism is pre JFK.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to say that yes, Farnsworth was
a communist,
and that
when did he die?
He died in 71.
What did he die of?
Great.
In this timeline, a bullet in the head.
This timeline, maybe some kind of umbrella poison tip or whatever.
How old was he? And was he sick for 2 years beforehand? Can I get away with this without him knowing what I'm
without him being like
64 years old when he died?
You need to find that death tab.
Where's that death tab?
So in your, how are you, on the wireless, you're saying it's a communist invention?
Well, I guess like we just push it out into papers and stuff too.
What is the headline?
Televisions linked to communism.
What's the link?
Oh, right.
For a Howdy second, Doody? Like, no. Is the puppet a puppet of fucking the Kremlin?
Recent reports have shown that radiation from the television screens have been placed there by Russia.
Okay.
Television's making your children sick.
What about like we found out that the Russians have put a bunch of cameras in your TVs. And so it needs to be a big giant recall because they're spying on you right now.
It's
for national security.
But by doing that, I am falling into the same trap that you just accused me of falling into, except instead of just blaming one man, I'm now blaming every single television manufacturer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to get to the moon, dude.
Because the thing is, it's like, it's not just about, you know, yes, you're blaming the manufacturers or whatever.
But I guess by me saying it's radiation is also...
Yeah.
The same.
So here's another question. Saying, like, you know, because you're making sure, like...
Who made the television?
Like, yeah, Farnsworth.
Farnsworth.
I think all the manufacturer. Name? Like, probably a lot at that point.
Yeah, there were multiple different...
What's the guy? Farnsworth, what? Something Farnsworth.
His name was Philo Farnsworth.
Okay. Mm.
Philo Taylor Farnsworth. You could do something like a big recall, government buyback of televisions.
Oh, yeah.
And don't worry, we're going to, help produce them after the moon landing. Wink.
Wink.
After we win the space race, then we can focus on fixing televisions.
Yeah. Well, all American-made televisions without any of those damn commie cameras
foreign
in them.
Televisions in every household. We can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the TVs.
So yeah. Who made a lot of televisions back in the day?
What I want to know is...
Like, are you causing some international incidents in other, like, international relations with other countries?
Because, every country is siding with Russia except us is my...
And are you also being like, we have to recall all the TVs, I'm sorry. Like, are you saying that you were capable of filming the moon landing, but because we've recalled all the TVs, nobody can watch it? Like, you're like, you could watch it.
He died of pneumonia, by the by.
Okay, that's not a 2-year illness.
Are you saying?
Had begun abusing alcohol in his later years and as a result became seriously ill with pneumonia. Because the smear campaign worked.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right. So in his later years, when he loves the booze, maybe we just let him character assassinate. And then the moment that happens, I'm like, see, this guy invented the televisions that you trust in your household.
Okay. Right.
And yes, now I am saying we could film this, and we did film it, and we are broadcasting it, but you don't have a TV, so you
just
can't watch it.
So you have to settle for the radio.
And the reason there's no stills in the newspaper is...
Yeah, why isn't it photographs? Because you could even take a photograph of the rocket.
Yeah, because all the astronauts down in Florida. Is Florida or
yeah.
the
Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, where they're doing all that. There's probably like journos and news.
Yeah,
and
what about people, actual journalists who are going to come and take a photo of the...
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So like the rocket taking off, an actual journalist or whatever. So I don't know if you remember, but at the very start of this episode, we spoke about two events that happened in the 60s. 1963.
Yeah.
The death of John F. Kennedy.
Right.
Uh-huh. 1969, the moon landing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen footage of that first event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a man, Zapruder, had a camera.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he filmed. And then 6 years later, I had
people still have cameras.
They might not, let's just say you're very successful in
destruction of television.
Somehow you've gotten, you've bought out the
every
FCC's
single TV
under
manufacturer
under your thumb. Mm-hmm. So they're like, yep, no worries. We're going to get rid of every single television. America is. TV-less.
It's TV free.
By the moon landing. However, now people with cameras.
Yeah. But also, that's not even the end of the TV problems.
Yeah.
How many TVs were there in 1969?
I'm looking because again, I'm looking at the history of television. Yeah. I'm currently in the 50s.
Okay.
And then I'm scrolling right
down.
What
I'm wondering is, can you really ensure no one has a TV?
No.
And on top of that,
I could turn broadcasting off.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you? How are you explaining?
What about
a blackout?
You could hijack. The radio. And then you could just be like, oh, it's a beautiful thing that we're seeing. Unfortunately, we got some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So we are going to play the footage. We are crossing live now.
Yeah.
I don't think you can see anything right now, but we can hear it.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Yeah. Unfortunately. Due to the cosmic rays, we've lost
cosmic
video
rays,
footage,
classic.
We've retained audio.
Yes.
We're
here today to play it for you for the very first time.
Play it for you.
That already happened?
And we're here, we're going to cut live to it right now as
That's
it happens.
Better.
Okay. Is he drunk?
Full score.
Oh, he's doing the Gettysburg Address. Yeah. It sounds like
in spades. No one's done that before.
That's true.
Great American speech. That has just unlocked. There's plenty of words that haven't been said in space yet.
Yeah, that's
awesome. I'm gonna get to space, take a list, say them all.
Yeah.
What would you have? I mean, you're in complete control now, and it's only audio.
Uh-huh.
So obviously, with the footage, let's say your mad plan works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You cut to just the audio, but black screen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because it's so, what we got is a lot of them walking around the moon, jumping about,
boring
stuff. But yours is just audio, so. If it's only audio, they just said a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do to spice that up?
I think that you're going to make it sound more legit, going to have low hum in the background, a lot of staticky noise, just like... Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure the voices sound far away.
Okay.
So when people hear it, they're going to be the moon's
so
far.
The mic is too Mike's far away. Yeah,
nice. Makes sense. What are they saying?
It's
Mooney
a proud day to be an American. I love being on the moon.
Once again, sitting staring at my blank TV. Really? That's what they...
It's got standby thing. You always got to hear the audio.
That's what they chose
to
say.
Like a picture of the moon.
Yeah.
And you just got the audio going.
I'm glad they like being up there.
Yeah. This is a beautiful and... mysterious landscape filled with wondrous rocks as far as the eye could see.
So
I just want to shout out everyone back at home on Earth. God bless.
Earth.
God bless America.
God bless America, and hopefully my neighbor's getting sucked off.
Cosmic dome right now. God bless.
Question, okay, so okay, so this madcap plan works. Mm-hmm. You somehow gotten rid of all, like, either gotten rid of TVs or had the whole, like, oh, we've had some interference.
Yep. Yeah.
So we can't actually see footage of the moon.
Mm. I think Cape Canaveral is going to have to install a big black curtain so no one can see the rocket.
So I was going to say, you would have needed to,
top,
like,
secret.
You know,
what we can't trust, this is back
can't
to-
trust the Ruskies.
Can't trust the Ruskies, exactly.
Back to the Red Scare.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've had to build the rocket in private and no one's allowed to see it.
Why are you building the rocket?
No, what? No, 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 Jackson.
Oh, that's the propaganda.
We're building the rocket. Yeah, see, it's working.
Yeah, I got tricked.
Why are they building a rocket? So, yeah, you build the rocket
okay.
in secret. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, hey, we're building it underground.
Okay.
Where there'll be no footage. But
like a missile silo. That's okay. They have those. That makes sense.
Because of the Red Scare, we don't want the Russians doing anything.
We're a stronger nation.
We're a stronger nation.
We're a stronger nation now than we've ever been. Yeah. The idea of saying that live on air and then the little pause after you say, we're a stronger nation than we've ever been. He knows he made a mistake. That's what I'm saying looking at my TV. He knows he fucked up.
And then
up.
The picture will cut off and he's like, oh, okay.
He fucked up so bad. He had to flee. Okay.
Stronger nation. Than we've ever been before. So,
please stand by. I'm like, I don't know if this is the guy who should be in charge of the space race. I'll say it.
Shouldn't have voted for me.
Yeah. Are you the president?
Yes.
Okay.
Or am I the head of NASA?
I assumed who's making NASA, right?
Yeah, I assumed president.
Well, no, well.
Well, because I was doing, but then I wouldn't be doing the broadcast. What job do I have?
You're like the PR guy.
Like head of, like, yeah, the head of NASA, or the PR for NASA, spokesman for NASA.
Yeah.
Main
guy in charge of faking the moon landing. That's your job. Yeah. Now, here's my question. Say you've done the strategy whereby everybody has thrown out their television.
Yes.
Okay. The moon landing's done. Everyone believes you.
Yeah.
America won the space race.
Got them.
America wants their TVs back.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the jobs and the amount of people who have been put out by your removing of the TV and the amount of money you're going to have to spend to put Howdy Doody back on the TV. The Andy Griffith Show. Yeah,
to celebrate America's new reign of the moon.
Uh-huh.
We are increasing jobs all across America.
How?
Stimulating the economy, and we're going to focus on making American brand TVs.
And American Hollywood. And American TV.
Hey, I'm a concerned citizen who threw out my TV because I didn't want the commie rays to make my
son
a communist.
Thank you. God bless
now
you.
Now that you're making American TVs, am I going to have to buy a new TV?
If you would...
Did you throw it? Did they throw away the TVs, or we just stopped them watching?
Or was it a buyback?
What was the vibe?
Which we had so many plans.
Which plan?
Which plan?
Okay, so we just went through the.
You got a little bit of something on your eyelash. Other eye. Anyway,
was it good?
I don't know. It was like a little white dot. Looked like a bit of muffin. Go on.
Yeah, fair enough.
I also fucked up eating.
Yeah.
Where does this go again? Like a baby.
In my face somewhere.
Let's get a closer look at this muffin. Oh, too close. Okay, so let's say that we'll follow the plan that, gave back the TVs, everyone listened to it on the radio. Mm-hmm.
So everybody gave their TVs back to the government.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe that is a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rather than destruction of televisions, we seize TV. Like, what?
So a bit of police state.
You break down the door of the family home.
Hey!
This TV is full of communists. You pick it up, take it away.
Maybe not a buyback. Maybe not a seizing, but like as in like, hey, give us your TVs. Mm-hmm. We'll remove the radiation and the communist propaganda. Mm-hmm. Make sure that it's safe for you and your family. And then we just store them in a big factory.
Okay.
Then we just give them back.
I think because the problem is you're not going to get 100%.
Yeah.
So the biggest problem here is people.
The American Airways have been corrupted. I'm turning off TV for a week.
An easier way of doing it is to kill TV.
I think just kill the signal.
The signal for a bit. So then, like, you might get some pirate TV happening in that .
Well, they can't pirate shit because nothing will be the studios won't be broadcasting anything. They could pirate stuff, I guess, as in
they can make their own
broadcast.
Stuff.
So they could pirate.
Max Headroom. He's back.
He happens decades early. You're
not going on to, 1960s Pirate Bay. I'm saying, having, pirate television series. Or like, because like, I just don't think you're going to be able to get all the hardware.
Yeah, no,
I think that's going to be impossible and insane. Too big.
Yeah.
Too big. But cutting off the
that's only a button I can only
exactly breaking some legs in Hollywood.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, that's a pretty good plan.
My question, though, if say this works, say you've shut off the signal for a week, now it's back on, and you're like, yep, we landed. It sucks that the cosmic rays, we couldn't get that footage. But we know through other manned flights that photos were taken, photos of the moon have been taken, all those sort of things. So when they come back,
we live in a reality where that happened.
Yeah.
Like they did have these photos.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying like the ones beforehand, like all the, from the Russian, from the, like the moon flybys, all those things that sort of happened to get to the...
Are you going to say that they couldn't take photos up there? That their cameras were also broken? I think if that happens, I'm going to become a tad suspicious.
I would,
I'd be like, you know what? I don't think they went to the moon. Mm. We didn't get to see any of it, and they didn't take any photos while they were up there.
But they told us about it.
You could say there's just nothing good up there.
There wasn't a single photo worth taking.
It sucks on the moon.
It's just gray rocks.
I kept going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's not worth wasting the film.
Didn't want to ruin the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good choice. Okay. Complicated.
Yeah. I don't know how well...
And the moment that the astronauts get back, wink, wink.
Yeah.
I think it falls apart.
Yeah.
The moment the Ruskies get back.
I was going to say, the moment the Russians are like, oh, hear a broadcast. I think the moment the Russians hear that, being like, we're still on.
Yeah, it's still and on. Then, the space race is not
I
over.
I feel what's going to happen there is... Let's say it works.
Yeah.
Let's say America somehow believe this. They're like, we won the space race. Russians, I don't think, are going to get that disheartened.
No.
They're going to be like, no,
well, we'll be the first person to provide...
show you what's on the moon.
First off, I can't believe everyone is falling for your American lies. We're going to be the first people to get to the moon. And not only are we going to do that, we're going to expose how terrible America
You know when America said there was nothing to see up here?
Well, we're going to show it to you in color.
There isn't much to see, but there's something.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you've got a good, let's say, I reckon a month.
A month where you are
on the cover of Time magazine.
Absolutely. Joel Dusha, the man who heard the moon.
The man behind the voice that told you about the moon.
Yeah. See, I reckon, very complicated.
Yeah.
So I think you could go a little bit more complicated.
Uh-huh. Okay, smart.
Because I'll say, yes, we haven't landed on the moon. We don't know what's up there.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's desert. We don't know if there's like a big ocean.
Uh-huh.
We can fake whatever we want, baby. I'm making it interesting, entertaining.
Where will you set the footage?
I reckon something like oasis somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get a bit of dirt and a bit of water. Maybe mostly water. Maybe a beach somewhere.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, let's
Bondi.
Just say
Bondi Beach.
I don't know. I reckon
Honolulu.
Filming underwater is going to be fun. Maybe I want a trip to like a beach. So this only works, I think, for me personally. If I'm like, in case something happens and we have to fake the moon landing.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm really putting a lot of stake here to be like, you've got this. And then I get an all expense. An Adam Sandler technique
before I see the strategy.
Adam Sandler.
You're like, they're going to get to the moon.
They're going to get to the moon.
We can trust them.
We can trust them to get to the moon, but I've got this budget.
I understand that you need, just in case, something to happen.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is, all right, so what do we actually really know what's up there?
Yes.
We don't. We don't
know. No.
At all. What's on the dark side of the moon? I remember
probably
hearing,
more moon. I'm sorry.
I don't know, dude. Could be an ocean.
I don't think it is.
Could be a beach. Could be a beach that looks suspiciously like Bondi Beach.
From preliminary photographs, it's not.
Okay. But does the average American know this?
No.
Okay, so what we're going to do
Isn't the moon made of cheese, famously?
Pretty sure it is.
Mm. What are your credentials again?
My credentials are I've spoken to the people, and I'm just collecting... I'm an expert of sociology and like what's going on with the people of America.
And what feels better? That there's nothing on the moon that's rocks,
or it's cheese, or
open beachfront property.
Right.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to go find the most secluded, beautiful beaches that we can. And we're going to send me and a team over there. Mm. And what we're going to do is we're going to film a spaceship, one of the new things, landing in the ocean.
And you're going to have like Buzz Aldrin and all of them step out. Take off their helmets and be like, oh my God. And then one of them pulls that little ukulele.
Yes.
Are you going to have moon babes?
Oh, we're going to have some moon babes.
And then they're going to look at the beach and they're going to be like, oh my God, that's cheese.
Yeah.
Americans want to believe that the moon is made of cheese and we can't let them down.
And then I understand funding for NASA is a bit rough.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to try and sell premium cheese beachfront properties on the moon. And you can get there. So quick.
Right.
So easy.
But they're just going to need to provide the rocket.
Yeah. But don't worry. We can make a claim, and we'll put it in NASA property records or whatever.
It's so good to imagine going back to the other scientists, and they're like, well, how'd the meeting go? And I'm like, I...
really, really, really
I don't understand.
So what will happen is we'll film it. I mean, the only thing, you don't even have to get Neil, like a lookalike. Just a guy in a suit.
Well, okay.
So two guys in a suit.
He will be on the moon.
So this is the case, because of course that'll work. This case doesn't.
Right. Okay.
And so we will film it. It'll be beautiful. It'll splash into the. Because we've got to film it from the right. You know, because it'd be weird to have a camera filming it. So you're right. Good point.
So
the camera would be on the ship as it kind of falls. Crests
into
the
ocean,
and there's like, oh, it's all these like rocks and stuff, and then splash into the ocean, and then they come out.
Can we circle back to the beachfront properties idea?
Yeah, what was about?
How are we doing that?
Well, we simply say that there are some beachfront properties on the moon,
on the dark side of the moon,
the dark side of the moon,
but it's sunny there when we can't see it, it's only dark for us on Earth.
Yeah. From what sun? They won't
the
care,
sun.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly. So, if I reflects off, let's say Mars, why not?
So say I'm a couple who want to live on the moon.
Yes.
I've bought property from
Fantastic.
NASA.
Yes.
I say, okay, well, NASA, how are we?
Well, you got to provide, if you read your contract, you'd have to provide,
a
money
rocket.
And rockets to get to the moon.
Okay, well, I don't think anybody's going to be.
That's very small print.
And
very,
also,
very small print.
It's an investment.
Exactly, it's an investment for the future.
For when we go there.
Yeah. Okay. You imagine you'll be the first family on Earth to own property on the moon
I understand that for little japes and jokes that we are saying, ha ha ha, what if we. This happens. People sell property on the moon.
Yeah.
This is not far fetched.
Wait, people sell property on the moon?
Yes.
Yeah, you can buy a little patch of moon.
People are rude.
It's not very expensive,
all the way
but
down.
You can do it.
Yeah. Property.
Yeah,
on
but get
the
scammed.
Moon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one guy who's like, hey, nobody owns the moon.
Yeah.
Brother.
You can buy land on the moon. You can sell the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I basically do a lie.
Have to admit that I think the American people would be, I think the moon, by and large, was pretty disappointing, really.
Yeah.
When we got up there, there wasn't anything worth seeing.
I could do this, so like, okay, I understand it's very disappointing, very boring. And yeah. We could be like, okay, what we're going to do here is we're going to have like a lovely, like, you know, a beach side.
Well, that's what
we're
I mean.
We're going to make it a film.
I think the
Maybe
moon.
We're going to get like beach babes with their aliens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Paint them green.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Tentacle arms.
Well, that's what I think the moon.
Tentacle arms.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
One person in a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
An actual gorilla.
A moon gorilla.
A monkey in there.
Okay. Because I think when we landed on the moon, mm-hmm. I think we were this, like, you know, it was cool to get up there.
Yeah.
But there's nothing on the moon.
I wish that, like, the internet existed when that happened, because I would love to see people's, like, hot takes of the moon landing as it was happening.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Tweets from 1969.
Because you would have been so excited. You would have been
moon
like,
moon ain't that groovy, baby, is it? Yeah.
Austin Powers one. Yeah. But I think if you.
Seeing the moon hasn't gotten my mojo back, baby.
Is this happening during Austin Powers 2?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
One of them said in 1969.
I think so. But I think, yeah, I think you're right. I think if the American people saw a beach full of sexy moon babes, they would be so excited. How are you going to deal with the fact that the Soviets, if they go to the moon, are going to show the real moon?
Can I pivot?
Oh, no. This actually works in your favor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They've got shit Russian moon, clearly.
Yeah, they lied.
They have made the moon look like shit. They couldn't even find the good part of the moon.
They got lost.
I'm sitting on my armchair looking at the TV, and I'm like, which one am I going to believe? The one that looks realistically like a planet, or the one that has a gorilla off?
Could I?
Now, gorilla off from Earth? Yeah. I'm no zoologist. Well, like, How do you get up there?
I also like to imagine the filming is kind of like, you know, you see like the city skylines and everything, very obvious.
There's a resort in the background. Yeah.
Curious here.
Yeah.
If instead of like getting to the moon first. Mm-hmm. What if we were to fake that as we arrived to the moon, there was actually a Russian base there and it shot us down?
I
fake an attack.
I think that immediately.
What would happen? Would we go on?
The Cold War has gone hot. That's so funny. With it, NASA's like, we need you to fake the moon landing.
Like, okay,
you send that footage back, and they're like, have you made Soviet propaganda?
No.
Just start the war.
Just start that
what
war.
Are you doing?
I want war.
That's a nuclear exchange.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not seeing the problem yet.
We should not have put the human baboons in charge of the moon landing.
Or just like, you know, as the landing, just like, is that? Oh, it's a Russian. It's already a Russian moon. Landing.
Yeah.
Almost like.
So you make propaganda film where you lose the space race.
Yeah. Like in a weird, bizarre way.
Then what?
You fake it. I just can't. It's just a little thought experiment.
Oh, wait.
So you're faking it to be like they're on the moon, and then Russian are like, make them look like dunces. Then we're like, who's on the moon?
No. We are. You got another step here.
Yeah.
You fake the moon landing to make it look like the Russian won and shot America down.
Okay. Yeah.
And then. The American people, very offended.
Yeah.
Russia, confused.
Mm-hmm.
It gets leaked to them.
Okay.
And then you disprove it. And then you're like, Russia just tried to fake the moon landing.
Ooh. Okay.
No one went to the moon in this situation, but
so
we've still probably...
We're confusing everything. Definitely a nuke was launched.
So I'm watching the moon landing.
Can we pivot again?
Okay.
What if we're like, they're about to land on the moon, and oh my God, is that some Ruskies landing on the moon? Quick, Neil, shoot them out of the sky!
Okay.
And then we show them dogfighting on the moon.
Now we're cooking.
Like, once again, America's superior firepower has taken out those
The American supermen have defeated the communist scum before they got to the moon.
And then the Russians are like, What
the hell are they doing?
We weren't on the moon. And then they either have to save face by launching some nukes, or have to admit that they
that's
would
a bad
never
risk.
They were never on the moon.
Just gonna say, if I'm doing a risk assessment, if one of the options is a nuke. Also, it's funny because when the Soviets return from the moon and they have like moon rocks and shit, and you're like, you got nothing.
We got bullets.
Yeah.
These are the bullets that
we
shot
got
the
dead Ruskies.
We left them in space there.
Okay.
But I do think that if you fake the moon landing and make it look like the Russia got there first, then expose yourself as faking the moon landing. Well, not yourself. Expose that moon landing as fake with evidence.
But then I was the one that released those footage.
Yeah, I'm watching the news. The American news.
Yes.
Yeah, we've read.
I see the Soviets win.
Uh-huh.
I'm demoralized. Me and my son are crying in the front room.
Tearing the American flag off the wall.
I'm saying we're Russian now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they were Russian to the moon.
Then, on the news, you come out again. Uh-huh. You say, that wasn't real.
Uh-huh.
Russia tried to trick us, America, but we're stronger than that.
So America was tricked by the Russians.
But then they saw through it.
No, well, that was a... the Russians scrambled our broadcasting from the moon. We actually did land. Neil and Buzz, they're back. They had a good time, see?
They love the moon.
They love the moon.
And do you have footage of Neil and the gang on the moon?
Let's...
Russia scrambled the cameras. And then they sent us
in
this
space.
Footage. Yeah.
So they made it up there.
No. Satellites. Satellites. We got there.
It's so funny that all you've done is put extra steps in front of having to fake the moon landing. You got to fake the moon landing twice, you idiots.
All right. Well, we've had a crack at it. How are you faking the moon landing?
Okay, so I got two strategies.
Okay.
The first strategy.
Having a double strategy has worked famously really
well
so far.
You got to pivot every now and again.
Okay, my first strategy is you say, no one can do it. And we fake an exploding spaceship as it tries to get to the moon. We say, Earth's covered in a barrier. We don't know what happened. It blew up.
Hello. Yes, Jackson.
Apollo 10.
I'm just having a quick look at history. And Russia's already been to space at this
point. They're lying to you. No one could do it. Look what happened to our rocket. And then we show them dead Neil and the gang or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
How many people had Russia sent to space and how many people had America sent to space before Apollo 11? A lot, I think.
Let's see here.
Or we say that you can't land on the moon.
All right, so I think Apollo 10, that was meant to, was that meant to just kind of do a flyby?
Because I think faking an explosion is easier than faking landing on the moon.
Yeah, so Apollo 10 was a dress rehearsal for the first moon landing.
Yes. Did they make it to the moon, though?
Let me have a squeeze.
Because I think we could just show an explosion on TV.
It reached lunar orbit.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's just landing on the moon blows you up. That's all. That's what
So you have to go to the... So you have to fake gold on the moon.
No, because we can fake an explosion. you show an explosion.
On the moon?
No, in space.
So they have to get further than
getting
Apollo 10.
Getting a rocket...
So we have to... How far... How many Apollos are we faking?
No, Apollo 10 can go in orbit.
So,
that's fine.
So
it orbits
let me
the
talk
moon,
you
though.
Through it.
Okay.
We send, this is step one.
Yeah. Okay.
Send a rocket into Earth orbit, Earth orbit. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Step two, blow that rocket up.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Step three, film it. Well, that's the same as time as step
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah,
time
yeah.
to get out the camera. Oh.
Okay.
It's already blown up.
So, and it made it. Didn't make it as far as Apollo 10.
No, it just made it, just orbiting Earth. It's easy. We can do that.
Okay.
It's far cheaper, too. Now, we filmed that explosion.
Uh-huh.
We get that in our back pocket. Yeah. Then we say, hey.
So what's in the background of this explosion?
Just space. We film it from Earth behind us.
So we're
and
gonna
the moon's
get...
on the other side of the planet.
Okay. So we're going to get to space to film this rocket blowing up.
Yeah.
So we need to launch two rockets.
We launch two rockets. One's a camera rocket. One's filled with dynamite or whatever.
Yeah.
Then we're in the camera rocket.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe it's even a satellite sending the footage back to Earth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You could launch a camera, like a satellite that has a camera on it, sure. Let's
exactly.
Yes.
But can you take a photo of a rocket flying toward... Yes. Okay, sure.
They're in orbit together. We've nailed it, right?
We figured
we're
out
we're rotating around Earth. Uh-huh.
The dynamite ship blows.
We take footage of it. That's sent back down to NASA. Uh-huh. Then in 1969, we say, hey, we get the Buzz Aldrin and the gang. They fly off in their rocket. We film a rocket taking off. That's fine. We can do that.
Uh-huh.
Then we say, oh, my God. And we show them the footage of the rocket blowing
that
up.
That we already have.
Hey, I have a quick question. Where was the camera... When the, how'd you get that footage of that ship blowing up?
Yeah.
Because outside, Earth's in the background.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? So, okay, to help you out, what if we, look, unfortunately, we're going to either have to fake some astronauts or kill some astronauts.
Well, I was very willing to kill some astronauts.
Yeah. So a camera.
I think showing off their graves and corpses was really going to help sell the idea.
On TV?
So a camera in like the cockpit.
Oh, great idea.
Because then you don't have to see shit, right?
And that means
you can do it on like, on a soundstage in Nevada. It doesn't matter. You can just build that cockpit we see in that.
Camera inside.
Where would we have a camera?
Exactly.
There's no
makes sense.
It makes sense to have a camera inside.
We blow them up.
Boom. They're dead.
They're dead.
Rest in peace to Neil and the gang.
Neil and the gang have passed away.
Or you simply have like them all in their space flight suits with little visors so we can't. It's empty. There's some crash test dummies.
Yeah, exactly.
Filled with sheep's blood or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
apes.
Yeah.
Put apes.
Okay. We've put apes in astronaut suits.
We've put apes in. It's sad.
We thought we would do this in a humane way, but head of PR was like, oh, we put some apes in there.
People won't believe it if it's not a living being.
Yeah, they've got to move.
Fair enough.
Fully, you know, get the footage like frame by frame as like it explodes. You're like, I think Neil is a very hairy man.
That footage, okay. That footage beforehand where they're all just sitting in there, but they've got the apes posture kind of scratching their head.
Try like crashing against the sink.
Trying to take the helmet off.
They hate being in that rocket for some reason. They're bashing against the wall. Right. They're really trying to get out.
Right, must one. Be hot in there.
Neil's arms are really long.
Step one, sedate the apes.
Okay. Oh, they're having a little nap in there. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, well, quickly,
it must be really relaxing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Neil and the crew. Mm.
That's weird, but when the explosion goes off, they just don't react. They don't wake up.
They're just like, huh.
A gas leak.
Yeah, it'd be so quick.
There was a gas leak
it'd
in the rocket.
It'd be so quick. The explosion would be so quick.
Anyway,
yep.
Then that explosion happens live on TV.
Mm-hmm.
We show them the corpses of Buzz Aldrin and the gang.
Wouldn't they be in space?
We got them back.
We retrieved their corpses.
You blew up the thing. Leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. We don't retrieve their corpses, but we have, you know, multiple funerals. Yep. Neil and the gang have to go into hiding
deep
for the rest of their lives.
Deep
undercover. Surgery. And then we say just no one can do it, and then the Ruskies footage is all fake. They're faking it. Mm. Look what happened to our guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Get all the funny conspiracy theories and just apply that to the Ruskies.
Yeah, flip it on them. Yeah. Our guys fucking blew up. We don't know. Look at the footage. Just like an astronaut suit burning away.
Isn't that sheep screaming?
Yeah, no, yeah.
That footage is real.
In the modern day, people going through frame by frame, and there's like a scene where one of the apes faces the camera very briefly, and they can see a chimp inside the helmet.
Just like one of those things where it's like a clear like cutaway.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like they're real, like, you know, the humans. Oh, it's time to put my visor down. Yeah. The sun's so bright. They just quickly cut.
They go for yeah.
Not only do I think the moon landing was fake, I think something else was going on. Something far worse. Far stranger.
Yeah, just the idea of being like, let's watch the moon landing on YouTube, and then seeing that and being like, what the fuck? I don't think it happened. I don't think that these astronauts are
like,
chimps.
Did they? Did the whole moon landing fail, or did they send the apes to the moon? I just can't tell.
Did they try Operation Planet of them? Yeah.
Were these future apes coming back in time?
What?
Was going so close to the cosmic rays of the moon turn you into apes?
Did it make Buzz Aldrin an ape man, and that's why they had to blow up the ship?
I'm so confused. What the hell's going on?
What the hell's happening up there? So yeah, that's one strategy.
Okay, yeah, okay. And what was the second strategy?
Second strategy is to hack the so okay. We do a lot of faking the setting up to go to the moon.
Yep.
We've got a fake rocket,
yes,
fake astronauts, and coincidentally, our guys are dressed very similarly to the Soviet cosmonauts. And the ship is painted like a Soviet, rocket. And then when it's time to, we wait till they're going to go to the moon.
Yep.
And we just hack their footage and say it's us.
Okay.
So we just So Jackson's plan is build a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take photos of our astronauts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure our astronauts look like their astronauts and our ship looks like their ship.
Okay, why is the American like Apollo 11 is like the USSR whatever, you know?
Oh, it stands for something else. The United States Super Rocket.
That's what USSR stands for.
And when everybody's also, like, "Do you mean is that the United?" I'll be like, "Oh my god, we didn't even realize.
We didn't think about it. We don't consider them at all."
Yeah, we have not thought about the Soviets even once.
Yeah,
they're dead to us.
Yeah, it's funny like, that
what,
I keep
Sputnik
saying
something.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, Sputnik 1. No, it's American. It's a Sputnik 2.
Sputnik. Yeah. It's Sputnik. Like it's like a dog's name.
Like a potato. Nothing more American than a potato.
Yeah, exactly.
Potato and gravy. Sputnik. Hey, KFC.
Yeah, it's.
Did somebody say KFC?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know.
You love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure that slogan was around back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I just called myself, I keep saying us and them.
Yeah.
Them being Russian, us being American. Yeah. But
yeah. We played a part, as in we being Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
The dish.
The dish. Remember the dish?
Oh, shit. The dish.
The dish, dude.
We got to speak to the dish.
Yeah.
Because the dish is the reason that. Mm-hmm. Anyone could watch
you're
the moon.
You're right.
If going back to your plan,
you need to
sabotage the dish.
You need to go and just like, I don't know, kneecap Australia.
Yeah.
Or just get them drunk.
Yeah.
Although we're probably already drunk. It was the 60s in Australia.
Yeah. They're hammered, dude.
Yeah.
You can't get them drunker.
And also the dish, I imagine wherever the dish is set, it's
Parks.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. What?
Parks. New South Wales.
Okay.
P-A-R-K-E-S, right?
Yeah, true.
Humid. Maybe the dish isn't that hot.
True, actually. New South Wales.
Middle of the paddock, right?
Oh, it could be hot again. I'm not American or Russian. I don't know why when I'm talking about myself, Joel, as the NASA employee, I just keep being like, yeah, you'll get them. And it's a win for us.
Yeah, well, we were kind of, you know, America's victory in the space race.
A win for Russia in the space race would have been a win for me, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I just think then we steal their footage.
Yeah.
Like, that's us doing it. Look, we made it to the moon.
When Russia says the USSR and Sputnik is a Russian
United
word.
States super rocket. But Sputnik, the dog's name.
Sputnik, you can clearly.
No, it's named after the.
And they dressed like cosmonauts?
Yeah,
like,
that's like what a coincidence. That's actually so crazy.
Why did you go from Apollo 10? Where you had like, you know, the white and all that.
You got
to go then when the Russians. Instead of following the naming conventions of Apollo, you then said, "Did you say Sputnik or Spudnik?"
Sputnik.
So well, that says Sputnik. Sputnik.
Yeah, that was a misprint.
Okay, and you've gone
the T's
from
meant
the,
to be a D.
Yeah.
Okay, and you so even though you're saying it's Sputnik, it's actually Sputnik.
And Sputnik is a dog of the deputy director of the NASA.
Okay, and you've
named
gone,
it after his dog.
And you've gone instead of going from the you know the white ash, you've gone for the orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, fucking disguised Terry's dumb idea. He's somebody's. Nephew, I don't know.
He's what Orange played, but
he came in. He came in. He had all these big ideas. Everyone loved him. He said, "Let's make the costumes orange." I said, "Not to," but
I said, "Not to." Not no, because it reminds everyone of Russians.
That's what I was. That's what I was saying. But no one listens to me.
Yeah,
that's what.
You can find the guy Terry. He's, I mean, like, it's his decision. Sir, I think from memory, he was saying it would be a good idea.
I just want to know what's going to happen when Russia say we didn't fake this. This is us.
Yeah,
I'll say that's crazy. That's we did it.
Also, like, this is all the okay. Here's all the unreleased footage.
Here's photos
here's
of
photos.
Us.
Well,
also,
what the
United
States?
What
the? Where did this come from?
Sputnik 3 away.
Yeah, the fence is gonna be like, whoa, it's crazy. We both did that at exactly the same time.
That's what the fuck.
We didn't even see
it. What the
hell? Huh? That's what I do on stage. Like you know,
like
100 microphones
like,
in front of my face. Can you show me that closer?
Oh, I gotta sit down.
What the hell?
This is
real?
Crazy. Oh. Did they fake this?
Did they fake this one? Because, like, what the hell?
That's... My one's real.
Because ours is real. That's us.
Mm.
I know that looks like Yuri Gagarin.
Someone have a...
Buzz Aldrin up there.
Yeah. Does someone have a phone? I gotta call the president about this.
I'm like, hey, I fucked it up. I fucked it up so bad.
It's so
bad. It's coming apart at the seams. It's coming apart at the seams.
Jackson.
What? Sorry? No. I'm on the phone to the president.
I'm telling him I've done such a good job.
Yeah, and it's actually a war crime for you to overhear what I'm saying.
You'll be
so
trying.
So this is off the record, unless you want to go to jail for treason.
Yeah. So too bad. Everyone turn away.
Get me out of here.
I think they bought it.
those were my strategies. What do you think of them?
No, none of them.
I don't think
the ones we got were good.
Hiring Stanley Kubrick and being like, "Hey, remember how you made 2001? Do that again."
I think he made 2001.
That was
after the.
Unless you can see the future in this scenario.
No, isn't 2001 90?
No. Oh, maybe.
No,
The Shining.
Yeah.
That has references to the moon landing.
That has references to when Kubrick faked the moon landing.
2001 A Space Odyssey is 1968.
Right.
I was right.
It just
He saw JFK die and was like, time to make a movie.
It just feels like it might have been easier and cheaper to just do it.
Just to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Well, what was the budget of the moon landing versus 2001?
Yeah.
2001 A Space Odyssey was made for.
You got the budget of that movie, but you also had, like, you had to launch an actual rocket. Yes. Mm. So you would have to have built that rocket. Because no matter what we do, if we're faking it,
even you if, gotta we're,
like,
launch
even
the
if
rocket.
We're doing like, you know what, I've got this soundstage, it's perfect, we're going to green screen this all. Don't worry, I'm a better director than Kubrick.
He's yeah.
a piece of shit. Did you see two garbage, Big man. Baby? A yeah. big baby?
Big baby at the end? What's
he trying to say? He's trying to say that me, of the viewer, is a big baby? I don't know.
I'm not going
to
take that from him. I'm not going to take that from
Kubrick. I didn't really understand that film.
Yeah.
I think he was calling me a big baby. Oh, yeah. I got some bones to pick. So anyway, I'm going to go and, yeah.
Kubrick made that movie for $95 million in today's money.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you could get to the moon for less than $95 million currently?
I don't know. Let's say
rocket
yes.
fuel's expensive, dude.
I don't know. How much was it to get to the moon?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I think it was pretty cheap.
I have no concepts of anything above $10.
I think it was pretty cheap to get to the moon.
I wonder, yeah, like what's the smallest like, amount of money know. You could give someone and be like, get to the moon?
I don't know. Like what? How much is a car? Like a new car.
A brand new car. Oh,
like
yeah,
sometimes
shit.
Like a, what, 20K?
Nah, they're more than that.
Okay. Yeah, but like an okay car, not nah. like a good
How
car.
How much was, what was 2001?
So 2001, before adjusting for inflation, mm-hmm. it was $10.5 million.
Okay. Well, Apollo 11, first mission to successfully land a man on the moon, cost approximately $355 million.
So a bit more.
Just a touch.
So it's 30 times more expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you didn't even need to hire actors.
Yeah, I know. It's paying nobody.
That's crazy.
Mm. Although, well, I guess they got a paycheck for going to the moon.
Well, with 2001, the thing is, you know, you're doing some cutaways. You're doing some sneaky editing. You know, you're not actually having to, like, convince people on the ground that they're seeing a rocket ship.
Yeah, and you're not.
No.
That's true. And also, if you go to the moon, if you're faking the moon landing, you're not faking the whole. You just need like 15 minutes of footage.
The thing is, like, yeah, to fake the moon landing, you would have to build a real rocket.
Yeah.
You'd have to launch that rocket. You would then have to have that rocket go through the stratosphere.
Yes, you would need to have a rocket leave Earth.
You have to have a rocket leave Earth. Now, Phil, that's going to be the most of your budget.
That's where the budget goes.
I feel launching a rocket to outer space that doesn't explode.
Yeah.
So that looks like we're going.
Yeah.
But once it's in
space.
Because
the thing is, also, you got to remember, people were looking at it with their own little
thumb. Yes, that's true.
So we really need to, like, make sure that
it doesn't explode.
Does explode and it's sort of on the right way to the moon.
Yeah.
So we've got to figure that one out.
But once it's in space, no one's checking space.
Once you look, like, up and it's gone,
it's gone. Might as well be on the moon.
Neil Armstrong was only paid $13 an hour.
What the fuck?
Not even overtime?
No.
That's crazy.
His annual salary was $27,000.
Okay. Yeah.
An hourly rate of about $13. Oh. He was paid $2,568 for the mission to the moon and only about $33 to be on the moon. No other bonuses were paid.
That's fine.
That's crazy, man.
Well, maybe we should try. Oh, no, that doesn't help us fake the moon landing. That makes us the moon what landing not say? Happen. By the astronauts. So, like, be like, hey, you're not getting much money. I'll give you $15 an hour to not go to the moon.
But I feel like then it was kind of like, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing it, you know.
Yeah, for America.
I'm doing it so that my neighbor gets sucked off by his wife.
That's fair.
What if we go to the moon?
That's a valiant cause. What would you do to get your neighbor sucked off?
Go to the moon, obviously.
Let me think. What would I actually do?
Like, do you care? Is there anything you'd do? I'm thinking.
Of course.
Yeah, dude. Well, you don't.
Well, it depends.
One of my neighbors stinks.
Okay. Give me a thing and I'll tell you if I do it to get my neighbor sucked off by his wife.
Eat 10 hot dogs.
Yeah. I do that anyway. I do that for free.
You'd eat 10 hot dogs for free.
Yeah,
for free.
Absolutely.
So if I just put down hot 10
hot dogs.
Hot dogs
are delicious.
I know hot dogs are delicious.
If I had, I mean, obviously.
But I reckon eating 10 hot dogs might wreck hot dogs.
Yeah. I don't think so. But well, if I
okay, so Jackson, there was a famous case of you
trying to eat 10 cheeseburgers.
Yeah, and since then.
That's mostly bread.
So yeah, it's because of the bread. Oh, I'm eating the bread too?
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
I thought it was just a dog.
No, well then
just sucking them down.
Just slurping down dogs, dude.
So you'll notice that when you were referring to just a dog, you said, I thought you were talking about just the dog.
Yeah.
And I said 10 hot dogs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, just a hot dog is
the hot dog.
It's a hot dog in a bun. Hot dog is just a sausage.
All right. Yeah. Just a sausage then, 10.
Yeah, easy.
But like when you ate the cheeseburgers and you failed spectacularly and everyone made fun of you and no one respected you ever again.
Uh-huh. No one respected me beforehand, dude. Lost nothing.
Break even.
Got you there.
Do you ever find yourself, like, after that where you're like, man, I could eat another cheeseburger?
Not that night, but I've definitely eaten cheeseburgers 100%. Since. It's a great, delicious meal.
Okay, I was worried.
I could suck down 10 hot dogs so my neighbor could get cosmic galactic dog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Happily.
What about get your driver's license?
for my neighbor. I got so many other reasons to do that. That would not be the incentive I need.
No, no, no. But as in, like, you found out, you're like, all right, if you apply to get, like, to get do your driving test this week, your neighbor's going to get sucked off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're in maybe territory.
Yeah, you've entered the maybe zone.
This motherfucker went to the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were saying, that's fair enough, and you won't even learn to drive.
I get slapped in the face.
You get slapped in the face so that your neighbor could get sucked off.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. I'll suck you off if that
suck kid me off.
No, I'm being the wife talking to her husband.
Okay.
I'll suck you off when that neighbor of ours gets slapped in the face.
If I'm allowed, I would love to hit the kid next door. It would make me so happy that I'd probably just suck you off, husband.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Hey, man, what's up? I overheard actually what you were saying. I know what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead the way.
Yeah, let me just, I'll just take off my glasses.
Yeah, I'll take off my glasses. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm doing this for you, pal.
Yeah, enjoy
that
sock job.
He comes back and he's like, I don't like the kid next door. He's a strange kid. He's got peculiar ways.
He's got weird.
I'd love for you to get sucked off. That's not a normal thing for a child to say.
It's also not normal to refer to a 32-year-old as a child.
I assumed I was a child.
Why?
In this situation. Because Neil Armstrong was.
Yeah, he was a boy.
Yeah, I guess he was a boy. He overheard that. Yeah. And then 20 years
later. In my mind,
later,
I was like, 8 in the backyard, coming and knocking on the door and being like,
hey, I overheard
you. Hi, Mr. Johnson. I just couldn't help overhearing that you'll
get... your wife wants to... You'll
get some unfathomably good dome if you hit me in the head.
No, no, no. If your wife hits you in
If your wife hits me in the face.
And yeah, I brought a mallet if that helps.
I consider myself neighborly, so please go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd like to think of myself as a modern day, I don't know, like Leave It to Beaver kind.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave It to Beaver.
And then I'm sitting around the dinner table that night, and my mom's
bump
like,
on your head.
Why are you beaming, Jackson? A friend of mine's having a great time right now, Mom. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
You've been trying to get that neighbor sucked off again? No. Yes, you have.
You go to your room and think of what you've done. Don't be happy about it.
God damn it.
No dinner for you.
I'm furious about not eating food, but I'm
so happy about my neighbor. I see him out his window, getting dome, give him a big thumbs up.
He gives you a thumbs up.
He looks up and closes the window. God, that's a strange boy.
I hate that.
Strange next door neighbor.
I understand why you want to hit him. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Honey, this is a wonderful sensation, but I think we should move.
The next door neighbor kid unsettles me. I think he has a growing darkness in
him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel, to fake the moon landing, you kind of got to piggyback on the real moon landing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're right. At the end of the day, it's easier to just land on the moon.
Let's just
do that.
I just feel like there's too many variables of people watching. Like, again, if no one could see the rocket, and everyone, like, if we were like, instead of like, all right, first off, turn off your TVs.
Yeah.
Everyone, shush, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We landed.
We did it.
We can open your eyes. Don't open your eyes yet. Wait. And then we do that for like a week.
And then they're back.
The week of blindness.
I just it might be honestly easier to, I don't know, blot out the sun.
Yeah.
So no one can see shit. Because again, you got the rocket launching, that going up there, you're seeing it. I don't know how do you stop that?
I just don't think you can. Yeah. I think you gotta go to the moon.
One real quick.
Yeah.
You do a false flag attack on NASA a month before, which then causes all talk of it to be like, hey, we're refusing to show anyone anything because of the events of last month's attack.
Oh,
then you just say it happened, and you're like, well done. And everyone wants to believe it because they're like, there was an attack on us, but the attack was on NASA by NASA.
I was thinking in a similar vein, you sort of wag the dog this.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, we declare war on a foreign country.
Oh!
All eyes on that.
Yeah, I was thinking a similar thing where I was like, what if people in the 50s love meatloaf? At the same time, you say, meatloaf, it's illegal. And everybody in America is in such an uproar about that, they don't even think about the moon landing.
It's going to be pretty hard to find. Yeah, but if they're angry at America...
Mm.
Russians are banning meatloaf
in
America.
Well, you just don't blame the American government. You say the meatloaf lobby or whatever.
Meatloaf lobby run by Democrats.
Yeah, yeah, they're banning meatloaf.
The Democrats want to make your meatloaf gone.
Every good American loves a loaf of meat.
Yeah.
But the Democrats don't want you to eat meatloaf. Also, we landed on the moon. Don't worry about it.
Under Nixon's watch, God praise the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't even really worth it to go to the moon anyway. We didn't gain much.
Well, we stopped, though.
Yeah, exactly. Because we know there's fucking shit all up there.
just a fucking couple of rocks and
fuck
some
the
dirt.
Moon. Fuck the moon, dude. There's nothing good up there.
You started this episode.
No,
by...
I like NASA, and I like the NASA guys. I think there's something charming and attractive about them. But the moon itself.
So you like?
Who gives a shit?
You like mooning, but you don't like the moon.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, and we did it. We landed on the moon for real.
Yeah.
This episode took place on the moon.
Yes. Yeah. We're in the moon right now. In the moon. That's right. I dug a hole. There's air in the moon.
Just prove me, NASA. Go on.
Yeah. Come on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.